This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, my friend, and welcome to Carthenville. We are underway as Lonnie Rosentrater puts his foot to it, and into the end zone it goes for a touchback. And welcome to week five of the high school football season. Tim Eyes along with Carl DeBar as the Staunton Bulldogs at 2-2 take on the Carthenville Cavaliers at 1-3. So the Bulldogs won the toss. They will get the football first. Quarterback Zach Urey coming onto the field, the 6-foot, 170-pound senior. He'll have in the backfield Devin Ray, a 5'10", 180-pound senior. Wide receivers, Kyle McCullough, a senior. Kyle Favor, a junior. Sophomores, Colin Mullenix and Sam Best. On the offensive line, Robert Buffington, Darius Brown, Andrew Voss, and Frank Goss. And then, Carl, earlier, the fifth lineman was to be determined, according to head coach Zachary Ferguson. As the Dogs start on the ground, carry off left tackle goes to, that was Devin Ray on the carry, and he gets a nice gain of about five on first down.
Devin Ray, leading rusher, 60 carries, 311 yards for the Bulldogs, scored four touchdowns.
Defensively for Carthenville, they got five up front: Hunter Robinson, Reed Kleeman, Ethan Trim, Christian Griffith, and Colton Robinson. Everybody over 200 pounds. Trim at 300 pounds. That's the Dogs motion to man on second and six. They hand it off inside, straight ahead, and the Cavaliers have that stacked up. It's going to be third down and about four for Staunton. Chase Michaels and Ramey Lewis are the linebackers. They were starters a year ago for the Cavies. In the secondary, Jack Kissinger and Bobby Seal, the cornerbacks, TJ Sims and Joe Lewis at strong safety and free safety. Glad you're along here. Week five. Welcome everyone online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Third and three for the Dogs. They've got three receivers to the right. Urey operating out of shotgun. One receiver singled up top of the formation. Cavaliers showing blitz. They bring it, and the Bulldogs run right into the teeth of it and get the first down out across the 30 to the 31.
Three straight Devin Rays.
And on the year, Devin Ray has been their leading ball carrier, as he has 60 carries for 311 yards and four scores. Ray in the backfield again, Urey from shotgun. He's going to roll to his right, trips to the right, throws it out in the flat. Catch made by Favor, and the tackle made by
Lewis.
Ball. The ball is out. Colton DeLong says, we've got it. We'll wait and see for the official signal, as Lewis was right there to wrap up Favor immediately, and Favor got on top. It'll be second down Dogs. He's down inside the 35 at about the 33. We'll call that a short gain of two. That was covered up nicely by Joe Lewis. And
good tackle. And forced the fumble too. So
the times we've seen Carthenville this year, they have given up a lot of plays over the top.
Big plays. Yeah, the big plays have hurt them.
Now, you have to factor in those were against Vandalia and Greenville, who have electric playmakers all over the field. Play clock at 17. Urey turned around, said something to his tailback, Ray. Two receivers each side of the formation. They will hand it off this time to Henrik Boryak. And Boryak is down for a loss. He's a German foreign exchange student. Henrik Boryak, a 6'1", 175-pound junior. Thrown for a loss back at the 25. Lost eight on the carry. Boryak thrown for the loss there. So that's pretty cool. Staunton has Boryak, the German foreign exchange student, and Holly Bukeski, the female place kicker. That's good stuff. Urey wants to throw deep, airs it out, looking for a favor. Lewis with the coverage, a flag.
Yes, there it is. Not much doubt about that one, Tim, as the defender just pretty much put his hands up and ran over the receiver.
And Kyle Favor went and started to pick up the flag, and then he thought, oh, wait, nope, I better just leave that there. The flag resting at the Carthenville 49. 8:52 for the opening quarter. An important game for both Carthenville and Staunton in terms of that race to five to get playoff eligible. Dogs come in 2-2. Their wins against Hillsborough and Litchfield combined 0-8. Their losses to Vandalia and Pena a combined 8-0. So with the pass interference, that'll take it to the Staunton 40 yard line where they will have first and 10. Remember,
well, third.
Actually third and one because it was third and 16.
Loss.
Yeah. So third and one for the Dawgs. And this could become four down territory, potentially.
Look for possible Devin Ray right up the middle for a yard.
Yuri from shotgun. It will be Ray straight ahead, plowing, and he is real close. Forward progress is going to have him right at the sticks. It will depend on the spot. The far official has him across the line to gain. Looks like the near side official might have him short, and they will give him a first down. He needed one, and he got 1.2.
And it was a short one, too, so a pretty tight defense there by the Cavaliers.
A couple of first downs on the drive here for Staunton, a drive that started at their own 20 after Lonnie Rosentrader boomed it into the end zone. Yuri motions a man. That's Favor. They will give it to Favor on the end-around sweep, and he is met and stacked in the hole and driven backwards. Nowhere to go that time for Kyle Favor. Colton DeLong was there on the outside, and I believe on the inside, Ramey Lewis was there to stack it up. That'll be no gain on the play. Eighth snap of the drive here for Staunton. They've eaten up 4 minutes of the opening quarter. They'll bring in a little bit of a tighter formation here as Sam Best, I mean, he might just be coming in to receive the play call. No, he's going to line up in that right slot. Two receivers out left. Yuri going to throw, surveys the field, rolls to his right. He will tuck and run. He's got real estate across the 50. First down inside the Carlinville 40. He steps out of bounds at the Cavi 37-yard line.
Ideal run for a quarterback. Has nobody in his way and can just step out of bounds and not get hit at all.
Picks up 21 yards. You saw the speed that time of Yuri. And he can run the football a little bit as on the season, Zach Yuri has 26 carries for 109 yards and a score. Three first downs on the drive here for Staunton to start the ball game. And when you take the football to start, this is the kind of drive you want to see. Four receivers set, two each side of the formation. Now they will motion the man. That's Mullenix. They're going to run it straight up the gut and inside the 35 down to the 34. Gain of three that time for Devin Ray. All white uniforms for Staunton, red trim down the pants, red shoulders, red helmets, white face masks. Carlinville, the all blue look with the white trim on the home blue jerseys, dark blue helmets, red face masks. A clock eating drive here to start for Staunton. They are taking their time, 7 minutes for the opening quarter. Yuri looking to the sideline for the play. Now he comes back behind center. He will work from shotgun. They will motion Favor left to right across the formation. Yuri going to throw the slant. The catch is made nicely down inside the 30 as that goes to Kyle McCullough right at the 30 for a gain of four. It's going to set up third and two. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. We'll get a game break for you after this third down snap for the Bulldogs. 20 seconds on the play clock. Staunton will eat up at least half of the opening quarter here on this drive. A heavy dose of Devin Ray on the ground. Big pass interference penalty got him out of a third and 16 hole. And now Carlinville is going to take a timeout. 6-12 for the opening quarter. Staunton is driving on the opening series of the ball game. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, thank you so much. The Bulldogs on the move here, third and two from the Carlinville 30, a drive that started at Staunton's own 20. Favor motions. Yuri is pressured and flush, gets away from the sack, throws it down the field, and incomplete. Two flags come out. They're going to get Jack Kessinger on the pass interference there. He never turned around to find the football.
Pretty much the same as the last pass interference, Tim. The defender just puts his hands up and runs into the receiver.
You have to at least turn around and try to make a play on that football there. And those flags came out simultaneously.
Yeah. It wasn't a doubtful or questionable penalty. It was a pretty obvious one.
That'll be the second pass interference, both coming on third down. Now it's going to move the football into the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com. The ball is marked at the 15 following the pass interference penalty. 6:06 for the opening quarter. This is the opening drive of the ball game. Yuri from shotgun, Devin Ray the tailback, two receivers each side of the formation for the Dawgs. Yuri going to run option left, pitches to Ray, turns the corner down the far sideline, and he is rattled out of bounds close to the first down marker. He's going to get inside the 10, close to the 5. I think they've got him out at the 6 for a gain of 9. It'll set up 2nd and 1. Nice option pitch there from Yuri, Carlos. He did a good job of being patient and waiting to the last moment.
Stun's shown a fair variety of plays already in this drive.
5:57 for the opening quarter, and Staunton on the doorstep here. 2nd and 2 from the cavvy. 6. Inside handoff, stacked up, and no gain on that carry. That was Ray again. It'll be 3rd and 2. The last two times Staunton's been in third down, they've gotten pass interference on the Cavies. What an impressive opening drive. Carl, we've done a lot of games over the years, and I bet we could count on one hand the times we've seen a team take the opening drive and have this type of clock-eating drive.
Haven't seen it this year.
You know, points on the opening drive, not abnormal.
Right.
A drive that eats up over half the quarter, that's different. As Ray
there.
Straight ahead, he's right at the sticks. It'll depend on the spot. He is just inside the 5. Needed 2. And are we going to get a measurement? Or nope, no measurement required. First down Staunton. It'll be 1st and goal Bulldogs from the 4. 5:13 for the opening quarter. What an impressive start to this ball game for Zach Ferguson, Staunton Bulldogs.
Yeah. Devin Ray, 27 yards. Yuri, 21. And just that one carry. And most of the other passing, well, they got 6 yards passing, but 30 yards in penalties and pass interference.
Those are the two big ones outside the run place. Yuri motions favor, hands to Ray, jumps over a man, and he gets a yard down to about the 3. Carl, the next snap will be the 15th play of the drive.
Devin Ray looks like that type of running back that's always going to find it. Somewhere to gain a yard, and pretty much that was it. There was nowhere to go, and he just kind of dove into the line for a yard.
From shotgun Yuri, he will run option left, pitches to favor, has the corner, has the end zone for a Staunton touchdown. On the 15th play of the drive.
I think it was Devin Ray pitched it to.
It was. Comes at the 4:28 mark of the opening quarter.
Very impressive. Only 4:28 left on the clock. An opening drive by the Staunton Bulldogs here.
Now Holly Bukeski on for the try. Snap is back to hold us down. Holly's kick is up, and it is short. As Holly is now 12 for 15 on extra points this year. 4:28 for the opening quarter. Staunton, 6. Carthenville gets the football for the first time when we come back to Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 15 plays, 80 yards, 7 minutes, 32 seconds, capped off by Devin Ray's 3-yard touchdown run. Holly Bukeski's point after, no good. 6-0 Bulldogs. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. Ball is teed up. Devin Ray squibs it down the middle of the field. Bounces off one of the Carthenville upmen. Now they just have to fall on top of it outside of their own 30 at about the 33. Carl, a 7-minute and 32-second drive to start the ball game. Impressive.
In fact, did we ever see that type of drive this year? I don't believe.
Not this year. I don't know that we've seen that type of drive in
that
a number
plays.
Of years. Especially when you consider it's the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
You talk about setting the tone.
Got to go back to the Mono Wildcats and their running attack, which they'd basically gain 3 or 4 yards every run.
Well, you
know, eat up an entire quarter sometimes, it seemed like.
And we talked last year, as there was a penalty on Staunton, illegal procedure, so the Bulldogs will have to re-kick. But we always talked last year, the key to beating Carlinville's offense was having drives like that.
Absolutely.
But you didn't get drives like that against Carlinville a year ago.
No, they seemed to stop them quickly, it seemed like.
That was an impressive drive and a heavy dose of Devin Ray.
Yeah, Devin Ray had a lot of work. I mean, didn't have any big runs, but he ends up with 31 yards and 10 carries. Only a 3.1 average, but consistent.
Ball moved back 5 yards. Ray will kick it away now from the 35. Exact same kick. Scripps takes a high bounce. Fielded by Carthenville at the 40. And a nice return straight ahead out to midfield. The Cavaliers will have some good starting field position. That was Mason Patton, I think, on the return, as the Cavs will start right at the 50. So here comes Michael Byatts in the Carthenville offense, and they say, finally, we get on the field. You'll have Colton DeLong in the backfield. Jack Kessinger and Colton Robinson are the split ins. Jeraven Johnson, Aiden Nogg are the wideouts. Tyler Reels at left tackle. Chase Michaels at left guard. Christian Griffith in center. Ethan Trim at right guard with Zach Reed at right tackle. I formation for Carthenville. Handoff to DeLong. Straight ahead. Hit in the backfield. Thrown for a 1 yard loss as Favor was up quickly to make the stop. And Carl, we were told before the ball game that we'd see a different looking Carthenville offense this week. And here we are, under center, I formation on the first snap. On the defense for Staunton, a 3-5-3. Robert Buffington, Nick Harbison, Frank Goss on the line. The linebackers, Kyle Favor, Noah Partridge, Devin Ray, Caleb Partridge, and Colin Molinex. In the secondary, Henrik Valoriak, Sam Best, and Kyle McCullough. And yes, the Partridges are twins. Both 6 foot, 170, and sophomores. Straight ahead, DeLong bounces off a tackle. He has a first down. Oh, a stiff arm of Molinex. Down the sideline, DeLong lowers his shoulder for a huge gain. Down inside the 15, down to about the 10. And Carthenville into the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. A pickup of 41.
Woo! And that stiff arm added a lot of yards to that play.
That was McCullough. He laid that stiff arm on. Byatts comes under center. So a good start to the I formation for the Cavies. Byatts will give it to the fullback this time. And straight ahead, plowing inside the five, and then turned away just shy of the goal line at the one. That'll be a gain of 9. I didn't catch the ball carrier, but he's slow to get to his feet. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David, as we have an injured Cavalier on the field right now. 6-0 Staunton, 2:59 for the opening quarter. We're going to step aside here from Carthenville. The Cavaliers are set up right on the goal line when we come back following this one message. 42. He must have been the ball carrier. Doherty.
That's ball carrier, right? Yeah.
Or is that 48? Is that an 8?
I don't know.
I think it's an 8.
It might be. What's it got? Do we have both numbers?
Yeah.
That don't help. Boy, it looks like a 2 sometimes and an 8 later. 42.
The injured ball carrier coming off the field, hobbling a little bit frustrated as the helmet comes off. But the way the jersey is scrunched, it's either 48 Hunter Robinson or 42 Luke Doherty. And it is 48 Hunter Robinson.
Yep.
So Hunter took the carry straight at the gut for 9 yards and then got injured. He'll go over to the bench, take a seat, be tended to by the Carthenville training staff. Second and goal at the one. It took Staunton 15 plays to score. The Cavs trying to punch it in 4. Byatts comes under center. Full house backfield behind him. He will give to DeLong. Colton plows straight ahead, hits shy, fights, churns, and kept out of the end zone. It'll be third and goal from the one. Great job by that Staunton defensive front to stack DeLong and make sure that second surge didn't get him across the goal line. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Did get the first down. So first and goal inside the one. So 4 cracks at it for the Cavies to punch it in. Byatts under center. I formation. DeLong is the deep back. Colton Robinson lined up as the fullback. The carry goes to DeLong. Colton off right side into the end zone for the Cavy touchdown.
That's the shortest 1 yard touchdown you'll ever see.
Yeah, that was definitely less than a yard for the touchdown. The Cavies answer right back in 5 plays at the 2:03 mark of the opening quarter. Now on for the try, Lonnie Rosentrader. This to give Carthenville a 1-point lead. The snap. With 10 seconds on the play clock. Will come now. It's a little bit low. It's down. Now flag comes out. Rosentrader booms it through the north upright. But a false start on Carlinville. Carl, they waited a long time to get that snap away.
Seemed like something was just a little out of rhythm for him.
So that's going to cost him 5 yards.
Well, the kick he had would have been good from 40 yards or more. Ouch.
No doubt about that. He almost kicked it over the fence beyond the track. So now the ball will be marked by the holder at the 15. So this will be a 25-yard try for the extra point. Almost NFL distance for the extra point now. Snap back, hold down. Lonnie's kick is up. Same result, plenty of leg, dead center. 2:03 for the opening quarter, and Carlinville leads Staunton 7-6. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Carlinville. 5 plays, 50 yards. Colton DeLong, a 1-yard touchdown. It took 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Rosentrader's extra point good. Carlinville leads 7-6. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville since 1854. Rosentrader booms it deep again off the hands of Best into the end zone for the touchback. So two kickoffs, two touchbacks for Rosentrader, and a different philosophy all around for Carlinville. No spread, no squibs.
No squibs.
Eye formation and kick it deep.
Of course, they got the kicker to do that. A lot of times the squibs were because maybe you don't have a kicker to go that deep, but Rosentrader's showing a strong leg today for the Cavaliers.
The only downside of that quick drive, Carl, is your defense was on the field for 7 minutes and 32 seconds. Now they're right back out there.
Yeah, they're back on the field again. See if Staunton pretty much probably plans on doing the exact same thing they did in the first drive.
At least give it a go. Why would you change it? It was a 15-play, 80-yard drive for a touchdown to open the ball game. Now they take the field trailing 7-6. They motion the man. That's Mullenix. They throw over the middle. Catch is made by Faber. Out across the 25 to about the 26. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Look out for the Shells. Almost beat Vandalia last week, toe-to-toe with Greenville through one quarter tonight. And that flag comes out. It's going to be a motion penalty on Staunton. So they'll move back 5 yards instead of 2nd and 3. It's going to be 2nd and 8. Of course, Carlinville's one win came at Roxana to open the season.
Yes. Those opening games can be not telling story sometimes because some teams are more prepared than others, let's face it. Another fact on the Bulldogs' 80-yard drive, Tim, they had no penalties. That's always a good sign. That is the Bulldogs' first penalty here.
And they capitalized on 2 Carlinville penalties on that opening drive. Yeah, so instead of 2nd and short, it's now 2nd and 8. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Urie will play action. He's going to run left, has some room and some blocking. Zach Urie shows the speed, races towards the sticks and the sideline, and he is out of bounds right at the first down marker. And I think he has the line to gain. Right now he's out across the 30 at the 31, and that is good for a Staunton first down. So they've been running inside with Devin Ray with success and then getting Urie on the edge. A fast-moving first quarter here tonight in Carlinville. Week 5. Halftime, Carl, will be the halfway point.
Will be indeed. Season flies by once it gets started.
Urie from shotgun. 2 receivers each side. Ray in the backfield. They will give to Devin Ray. Fights the line. Runs through 1 tackle. Stood up by DeLong and driven back at the Staunton 35 for a gain of 4. But for Carlinville, tighten those chin straps because the Bulldogs are coming downhill at you. And from what we saw on Carlinville's first offensive possession, and they're doing the same thing. So this is like football in 1987, not 2019. In the era of the spread and 5 receivers and sling it around, we might have a good old-fashioned smash-mouth game tonight. 1/2 minute for the opening quarter. I like the spread, but this is kind of fun.
Good to see sometimes.
It really
can do
is.
It.
Urie, play action, rolls left, wanted to throw. Now he will throw. Catch is made inside the Carlinville 45. That is Faber, out of bounds at the Cavvy 44-yard line. A very nice throw and catch from Urie to Faber as Urie showed the patience that time. He pumped initially, looked like he was going to tuck and run, kept his eyes up the field, and found Faber for a nice gain of 21 yards. First and 10, Staunton at the Carthenville 44, 19 and a half seconds for the opening quarter. Cavvies lead 7-6. The difference, the Rosentrader extra point. Beautiful night for football. And Staunton going to take a timeout. 19 and a half seconds for quarter number one. Carthenville leading Staunton 7-6. You're listening to South Central Conference football on WSMI. Chad Easterday was hot in that timeout as he talked to his defense, as that was another big play given up by Carthenville here in the first quarter tonight, and that's just kind of been the case through 4 weeks of the season so far.
Well, Staunton passing games, 4 for 4 for 34 yards, but there are also two other pass attempts that get 15-yard penalties on obvious pass interference, so they've been perfect in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, a penalty like that, that's a chunk play. Doesn't matter how you get the yards.
So indirectly, yeah, they picked up over 60 yards in the air, and they picked up over 60 yards on the ground right now.
First and 10, Dogs at the Carthenville 44. Urie will pitch left to Beloriak. Henrik Beloriak plows his way down close to the Carthenville 40. They'll mark him down at the 41 for a gain of 3. That'll be the final play of a fast-moving, entertaining first quarter. Staunton took the opening kickoff, 15 plays down the field, covered 80 yards for a touchdown. Carthenville went right down the field, 5 plays, 50 yards, and a touchdown. After 12 minutes in week number 5, it is Carthenville 7, Staunton 6. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes crawled the bar back here at Carthenville. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studio. David took care of the Pizza Man pregame show. He'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break here on FM 106. Second and 6 for the Dogs. Urie, flag comes out, throws deep, well overthrown, looking for Faber down the right side, and it's a hold on Staunton. That flag came out before Urie had ever thrown that football.
Have a feeling you're right on that, and they also made sure they put an exact spot, which usually guarantees it's a hold call.
That'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which on a pass play is going to be about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Good coverage by Cavaliers that time. He had to throw it over his receiver's head. Well, that one won't count in the books yet.
They are going to step it off from the 41, so that'll move it back across midfield, or from the 45, excuse me. So the hold did come about 4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Now they're back on their side of the 50 at their own 45. They don't set up second and 20. Urie from shotgun, two receivers each side of the formation. As he will motion a man, that is Mullenix. Miscommunication in the backfield as Urie ran into Beloriak. Now a flag comes out. Urie's pass incomplete, looking for Faber. And another hold on Staunton. Back-to-back holds, and the Bulldogs going the wrong way. And that play was messed up from the get-go.
Yeah. They ran into each other, quarterback and running back. So the design play was already messed up big time. And then the lineman just had to grab hold of a Cavalier charging for the quarterback.
Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. Our fourth train of the night goes by. We're not in Litchfield, are we?
Well, not in Litchfield. And this one's
a 15-yard holding penalty.
Indirectly, because of where the hold is.
So they're back at their own 30. They had the ball down to the Carthenville 41-yard line. They're now back at their own 30. Second and 36. Got to play for that.
Second and half a mile or whatever they want to call it.
Straight
here comes
back
a rusher.
Flush, handful of jersey, and he's going to be slung to the turf.
Oh,
as that time, Christian Griffith would not let go. Got his right paw on him and slung him down back at the 20. That's a loss of 10. It's going to be third and 46.
Well, Tim, can you remember an angry coach talking to his team? It sure has turned around this Cavalier defense.
Talk about the difference in two drives, Carl. The first drive for Staunton, 15 plays, 80 yards, perfection. Now all of a sudden, third and 46. But you are right, the fiery Chet Easterday. The message got home, I would say, in that timeout. Draw play straight up the gut. Nothing doing for Devin Ray. Gets out across the 20 to about the 23 for a gain of 3. Going to be fourth down and 43. You don't see that down and distance very often.
No. A lot of things have to go wrong, which they did for the Bulldogs that time. The two holding calls really pushed them back, and then the big defensive sack by the Cavaliers.
DeLong and Lewis back to return the punt for Carlinville. They will stand at their own 40. 10:38 for the first half. Ray's kick is a nice, high, booming kick. DeLong muffs it on the back pedal. Now he picks it up and turns the corner. He might have some room out across the 40-45. And DeLong made something out of nothing there on the return. It'll be first and 10, Cavaliers with 10:25 for the first half. That was a fantastic punt from Devin Ray.
One of those almost too good because outkicked the coverage possibility. Well, last drive was basically a DeLong, 42 total yards and 9 yards from Robinson, and that was pretty much it for the Cavaliers. It didn't take much to get into the end zone.
They started at the 50, their first drive. They started throwing 45 this time. Tight formation. Four Byatts back under center. He will pitch right to DeLong. Colton tried to make a man miss in the backfield. Couldn't do it. As right there immediately to make the stop that time was Colin Molinix. And he was in the backfield right at the snap. DeLong had no chance. Lost a yard. Back to the 44. And if you could have made that guy miss, Carl, he might have had a little bit of real estate there. Second and 11 for the Cavaliers. 10 minutes for the first half of play. 7-6, Carlinville leading. After Staunton had to punt it away on 4th and 43. I formation behind Byatts. Under center, he will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong straight ahead, bounces outside across midfield, has the first down, turns the corner, and steps out of bounds at the Staunton 35 for a cavvy. First down. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. 21. Thank you very much, David. That's a gain of 21 yards for Colton DeLong. Very nice blocking up front. Then Colton did a nice job to use the speed and get the edge. Carlinville will scrimmage from the Staunton 35. Byatts under center. Flag comes out and a false start on the Cavies. That'll move the football back to the Staunton 40. 9:38 for the first half. Stay tuned. The Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break. And then game two of our doubleheader has Gillespie at Hillsboro tonight. Cards Cubs airing right now, AM 1540 and FM 106.9. No Illini this week. They're off.
Wow. You know, I didn't notice that on the schedule.
Yep. And then we'll have the Lovie Smith Show for you Monday night at 7 on 105.3 The Ox. Byatts hands off to the fullback. That's Colton Robinson fighting, churning, and just nothing there. Stacked up. Gets inside the 40 at the 38. We'll call it a gain of 2. Colton Robinson, the 6-foot, 220-pound sophomore. Hunter Robinson still limping around on the sideline there for Carlinville. He got injured on Carlinville's first drive of the ball game when he carried the ball down to the 1. He's got an ice bag that's going to be applied, looks like, to his right ankle. 9 minutes, first half. 7-6, Carlinville leads. Byatts comes under center. Classic I formation set for the Cavies. Byatts will play action. He's going to be sacked. Shooting right through the middle of the line. Untouched that time was Devin Ray, and Byatts never had a chance. Sacked back at the Carlinville. Checked at the Staunton, 47. Loss of 9. They did not block the blitzer.
They did not block at all, and he didn't miss his target. Michael Byatts had nowhere to go.
And that's one of those, girls. If it had been a run play, Ray would have ran right past him. He had his eyes on the quarterback, and he got him. Now it's 3rd and 22 for Carlinville after Staunton had 3rd and 46. Under center, Byatt, straight back, rolls right. Plants, throws deep, looking for Johnson, and just overshot him. Might have been a little miscommunication there. It looked like Johnson was turning up inside. Byatt's let it go down the sideline. Jaravon made the adjustment, but couldn't get to the football. It'll be fourth down, and Carlinville will have to punt. 8:03 for the first half.
So both teams opening drive touchdowns drives, and looks to be both teams go backwards on their second drive.
And penalties cost both teams, and a sack really set Carlinville back on that last drive. Snap was a little low. Rosenstrater digs it out. Low kick, barely got over the line. And it's going to take a nice roll, though, inside the 20, down to about the 18. Rosenstrater fortunate that ball didn't bounce off a helmet.
If some of the linemen were still in blocking formation, if they one just stood up, I think it would have hit him in the helmet.
The snap was low, and when the snap is off the mark, it can mess up the timing of the whole operation.
And as it turns out, the punt ends up game pretty normal yards for a punt, so not a problem for the Cavaliers there.
Staunton will start at their own 19-yard line. Four receiver set, again, to each side of the formation. Urie will operate from shotgun. Zach Urie, the 6-foot, 170-pound junior quarterback. The flags come out, false start on Staunton. And, boy, we've seen a season's worth of false starts here in the first half. That'll move him back 5 yards down to the 14.
Fourth penalty on Staunton, 30 total yards.
And not what Staunton was looking for coming off the drive they just had with a series of holding penalties that really put them behind the chains. Now they're first and 15. They need the Carlinville 29 for a first down. Urie will hand it off to Ray, and Devin gets out across the 15 to the 16 for a pickup of 2. Greenville, Vandalia, Pena, all 4-0, sitting atop the South Central Conference. Vandalia's ranked 7th in 3A. Pena ranked 10th this week in 3A. And then Greenville getting votes in 3A, technically ranked 13th. 7:40, first half, second and 13. Urie, one of the screen wasn't there. Now he's going to throw deep and overshot his intended target, Kyle McCullough. He had a step on Kessinger that time. It would have taken a perfect throw.
Would have indeed, and just over his outreached arms there.
McCullough, the South Central Conference through 4 weeks. Nothing has been decided. Those three teams, Greenville, Vandalia, Pena, they're going to fight for it throughout the home stretch here. Greenville and Vandalia, they'll play in week 9. Of course, that's your traditional rivalry game. Third and 13 for the Dogs. They will motion favor left to right across the formation. Urie going to roll right. Now turns it upfield, and he's going to be brought down just shy of the 20 at the 19. Back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be 3 and out for the Bulldogs. They will have to punt. Clock running, 7:15 for the first half. Both these teams, really two desperate teams here tonight for Carlinville and Staunton. The Cavies 1-3, the Bulldogs 2-2. Running onto the field late for Carlinville was Clay Crow. He wasn't even in position, and the ball was snapped and kicked away. It's a good punt again from Ray. DeLong lets it go. It rolls inside of the Carlinville 30, down to about the 27, and that's where the Cavies will start. First and 10, another good punt from Devin Ray, and this time no return.
Stymie outkicked DeLong himself, and he couldn't field the ball. By the time it stopped bouncing, he had defenders coming down on him.
7-6, Carlinville leads. The difference right now is the made extra point by Lonnie Rosenstrater, and that came after a false start penalty, so he had to kick it from 25 yards out, and he boomed it.
Twice.
That's right. It boomed the first one, didn't count. And then the second one was just as well struck. Byatt's back under center. Offset eye formation. They'll run a stretch play left. DeLong with the carry. Bounces outside. Has the first down with speed. He's out near midfield. Colton DeLong will be brought down at, they're going to say he stepped out on the far sideline at the Carlinville 45. Gain of 18. 6:45 for the first half. And Colton DeLong, 3 100-yard games through the first 4 weeks of the year, and he's well on his way again.
Absolutely. 7 carries, 80 yards. He's really well on his way.
Might be on his way to 200. First and 10, Cavies. Power football. I formation. Byatts under center. Hands to DeLong. Colton running left again. Lowers his shoulder. Crosses midfield down to the Staunton 49. A gain of 6. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David.
Surprises me in the score.
The low scoring, yes.
I could see them a close 6-point game, but I would think there have been 3 touchdowns apiece with those
two
teams.
Think about how Roxanna held Vandalia in check last week at Vandalia, though. I formation for Carlinville and Byatts. Hands to Colton Robinson. Oh, a nifty piece of running. He has the first down. Carl, he sidestepped 2 would-be tacklers in the backfield. Very nifty from Colton Robinson, the young sophomore, inside of the Bulldog 45 down to the 43, a gain of about 6, and a first down for Carlinville.
Yeah.
David tells us the extra point good there. So Greenville leads Roxanna 7-0. And Carlos, the ability of the ball carrier to make the first guy, in this case, the second guy, miss.
In fact, that's probably a no gain or a loss, and he does it on his own with 2 great moves.
Full house backfield. Byatts, hands to DeLong, has great blocking, plows his way ahead inside of the 30, drags the pile down to the Staunton 26. Gain of 17. Nothing fancy right now from Carlinville. They're coming straight at you downhill. Great blocking up front from their offensive line. Left tackle Tyler Reels at 235 pounds. Left guard Chase Michaels at 180. Center Christian Griffith goes 215. Ethan Trim, the big boy, the right guard, 300 pounds. And Zach Reed, the right tackle, 195.
So last carry, over 100 yards for DeLong.
Here's DeLong again, lowers his shoulder straight ahead. And he's inside of the 25, down to about the 22. Pickup of 4. And offensive linemen love when the style is like this, Carl.
Oh, you bet.
Line up and
it's
smack someone in the mouth.
It's more fun for them.
Yes, it is.
107 yards, 10 carries for Colton DeLong.
That's a good average. That'll work.
Take it every game. Well, it was better in his second carry. He had that 41-yarder, but you'll still take that 10 yards per carry anytime. 10-plus.
A 1-point lead for Carlinville, 7-6, clock running 4:40 first half. This has been a low-possession ball game. Byatts under center. No fullback. The tailback is Robinson. They will give to check that. That is not Colton Robinson. That's Bobby Seal on the carry, and Bobby carries it down to the 15-yard line, a gain of 7, and Carlinville into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Xmark. Score now with Xmark at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. On the ground exclusively, have we seen a pass on this drive? I don't think we have.
Nope. Do not believe.
Well, just 1 pass for Byatts on the night?
That's right.
First and 10, Carlinville. Ball spotted at the Bulldog 15. I formation, sealed the deep back. Byatts under center. He's going to run left, stretch play. Hand off to Bobby. He cuts it back inside. Nice little hurdle move. And he's down inside the 10 at the 9. Gain of 6. Nice piece of running there for Bobby Seal again. Made that first guy miss at the point of attack. We'll be inside of 4 minutes by the next Cavi snap. Just the 3rd possession of the ball game for Carlinville. Touchdown on the first drive. Punt on the 2nd drive. Now working on an 8-play drive at the moment. A drive that started back at their own 27. See a lot of hands on hips for this Staunton defense. That takes it out of you defensively when the team's just running straight at you downhill. Byatts under center. Snap away. Gives it to Colton Robinson, the fullback. Straight ahead, down, right around the 5. We'll give him the 5 and a gain of 4. It'll be 3rd down from there. 3rd and less than a yard. Maybe a chain link or 2.
I know who I go to.
Scoreboard says 3rd and 0, and that's probably about right. Of course, Darren Zadid, the mathematician, I'm surprised he doesn't find a way to get fractions up there. Gives a thumbs up to that one. He likes his fractions. And prime numbers. He likes the prime numbers. I've noticed that. Under center Byatts. He will. Hand to DeLong. Colton straight ahead. Dives for the end zone. It's a touchdown. A 5-yard touchdown for Colton DeLong at the 2:51 mark of the second quarter. A 9-play drive. Nicely done by the Cavaliers.
A lot of big yards again by Colton DeLong, but this time he got some help from Robinson and Seal, both chipping in on the running game.
Rosentrader now kicking towards the south end zone. Aiden DeBerzy will hold. The snap is back. The hold is down. Rosentrader's kick. Plenty of leg again, and it is good again. 2:51 for the first half. Carthenville leads Staunton 14-6. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Carthenville. 9 plays, 73 yards in 4 minutes and 2 seconds. A 5-yard touchdown run from Colton DeLong. Lonnie Rosentrader's point after good. 14-6 Cavies. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. One of those mid-range pooch kicks fielded by Staunton's Chase Wilson, and he gets a short return out to the Bulldog 36.
Well, since the Bulldogs' opening drive, where they went 80 yards and ate up most of a quarter, they've not been able to move the ball forward. They've had penalties that seem to shoot them in the foot every drive so far since.
They've had a fourth and, well, it was third and 46, wound up fourth and 43 when they had to punt it away, and then they went three and out the last time they had the football. Trailing now 14-6. They will motion across the formation. Kyle Favor. They will hand to Favor. Running right, turns the corner, and he did a good job to get something there as he had multiple Cavies in hot pursuit. He gets out across the 40 to the 42 for a gain of 6. Carl, on their second drive where they had that third and 46, they had first and 10 at the Carthenville 41.
Right, good field position.
Then the holding penalties took over. Now Carthenville takes a timeout. 2:29 for the first half. Carthenville leading Staunton 14-6. You're listening to South Central Conference football on WSMI. Following the Cavie timeout, Bulldogs come to the line, second and 5 at their own 42-yard line. They need the Cavie 47. Urie will hand to Ray. Devin Ray has the first down and more. He's across midfield, tripped up by Joe Lewis. That might have been a touchdown-saving tackle for Mr. Lewis.
Ray had his speed tires going good and just got tripped up, like you say. Otherwise, he was off to the touchdown
got
zone.
13 as it was. Grabbed him by the shoelaces and tripped him up. Shotgun for Urie. Two receivers each side. Now they will motion a man. That was Mullenix. They will run to the right and stacked up. Nowhere to go. Good job by that Carthenville front again to close it off quickly. Was that Urie on the keeper that time? Or
not
he
sure.
Handed off to Ray. Either way, win for nothing. It's going to be second and 9. Two receivers each side. Urie going to run option left. Pitches to Ray. Devin at the 40, makes a guy miss, lowers his shoulder, and he's going to be forced out of bounds on the near sideline by Jack Kessinger. And Ray is right at the 6, a yard shy of the line to gain, marked at the 37. Gain of 8, 3rd and 1. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. Zach Urie works the hard count, and Carthenville bites. They jump off sides on 3rd and 1. Free first down for the Bulldogs. Got to move the football down to the Carthenville 32. Nice job by Zach Urie to work that hard count. Such a great weapon for a quarterback to have in their arsenal. Urie from shotgun hands it off to Ray, and Devin Ray has a nice piece of running inside the Carthenville 25 down to about the 23. We'll call it a gain of 9. And timeout taken by Staunton. A minute 14 for the first half. Carthenville leads 14-6. The Bulldogs on the move. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. second and two for Staunton from the Carthenville 23. Bulldogs trail by 8, 74 seconds for the first half. Carthenville will get the football to start the second half. Yuri from shotgun, hands to Ray. Devin plows straight ahead, and Carthenville shuts that off, but I think he got the 2 yards he needed for the first down at the 21, just outside the Severs Equipment red zone. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up for you here in 1 minute. Clock is running, 55 seconds for the first half.
Was short.
Third and one. Yuri hands to Ray. Devin bounces outside, tripped up by Ramey Lewis, but not before he gets the first down inside the 20 at the 19, a gain of two. And Staunton has entered the Severs Equipment red zone, powered by Severs JCB. Score now with JCB at Severs JCB, online at SeversEquipment.com. Half a minute for the half. Yuri, play action, going in zone with a dive, incomplete. Looking that time for Colin Mullinex, and it was there.
Just a little overthrown.
27.3 seconds for the first half.
Pretty much forced to go in the air now.
Carl, I believe they have one timeout left.
Just kind of throws them a little out of what they've been doing well, and that's running the ball.
Both teams have ran the ball very well here in the first half. Yuri from gun, snap a little high, hands to Ray, straight ahead, nowhere to go. He is wrapped up, and they didn't let him go that time. I think that was Clay Crow, it was, who got in there and wrapped up Ray and got him down, and Staunton will take their final timeout with 19.8 seconds for the first half. Bulldogs facing a third and long from the Carthenville 20 when we come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize back here at Carthenville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios. He'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break here on FM 106. Stay tuned for game two of our doubleheader tonight. Gillespie at Hillsboro. We got a good one here. Carthenville leading Staunton 14-6. Bulldogs have the football. Third and 11 from the Carthenville 20. 19.8 seconds for the first half. And believe the Bulldogs are out of timeouts.
Look for them to go to the end zone.
Or the sideline. Remember, the clock will stop if they get a first down. Play action, Yuri rolls right, sets up the little screen, tackled inbound, shy of the first down, and the clock will run. 10 seconds for the half, and it's fourth down, so Staunton can't spike the ball. 5 seconds, Yuri trying to get into the line quickly. 4 seconds, 2 seconds, snap away. Final play of the half, Yuri surveys, rolls right, throws, end zone, and it is incomplete. If there's no flag, it's the final play of the half, and that is the final play of the half as he was looking for Mullinex in the end zone. And Carl, Yuri did a great job to get that play off.
He did. I didn't think they would. They got lined up, and we've seen a lot of illegal motions, penalties for one thing, so I figured, oh, this is not going to work, but they did get it off and had a legitimate shot in the corner.
Yes, they did. At the half, Carthenville leads Staunton 14-6. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. David Jenkins, thank you so much for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show here on WSMI FM 106. Welcome everyone listening online to the stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And, of course, we'll have our broadcast from tonight available in a podcast for you at WSMIRadio.com. And as Terry Toad always said, that's a tin roof. It's on the house, so. Download for free. Listen at your own leisure, WSMIRadio.com. Stay tuned for game two of our doubleheader tonight. Gillespie is at Hillsboro. That broadcast comes up next with Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk here on FM 106. Again, Cardinal baseball for you, AM 1540 and FM 106 right now. Cards and Cubs as it's come down to the final weekend of the regular year. And Carl, we've talked about it for the last month. It's going to come down to the final weekend, but we thought it'd be between the Cards and the Cubs, not even the Brewers to lose out in Colorado.
Well, especially when you throw in the loss of Yelich. I thought that was it for the Brewers, but
I think everyone
no.
did. They've only lost twice since he went out.
And that's like 17-2, isn't
it? Yeah, best record in all of baseball the month of September. So we'll see what happens there. Of course, no Illini tomorrow. They are off this week. We'll have the Lovie Smith Coaches Show for you Monday night, 7 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox.
That's a little disappointing last week. In a good game with them in Nebraska, but I think just some mistakes on Illinois' part just turned the tide there.
Staunton set to kick it away to start the third quarter. A little onside squibber ball bouncing around, picked up late, and then going to the knee was Colton DeLong. Smart play there from DeLong just to come up, get the football, take the knee, and get the possession. But that ball was loose in the middle of the field for a good long while. Staunton in the all-white look tonight. Red helmets, white face mask. Carlinville, all-blue look, blue helmets, red face mask. The Bulldogs take the opening drive of the ball game, 80 yards and 7.5 minutes for a touchdown. Now the Cavvies have the first drive of the second half starting at their own 43-yard line. Byatt's under center eye formation. They will give to DeLong. Colton bounces outside, met by Favor, stacked, and then powers his way and dives forward out across the 45 to the 46. And, you know, Carl, people think of, like, the running back, Lamris, breaking big yards. That is the position of running back right there at that play.
Well, that's what keeps a drive going, is those kind of runs where you gain positive instead of losing or gaining nothing.
And that could have been a no gain. Instead, it's a 3-yard pickup. Sets up 2nd and 7. And when a running back can fall forward, that is a very good skill at that position. Byatt's back under center, offset eye formation behind him. Two receivers, both right side. Michael will hand to DeLong. Colton running left. Oh, lowers the boom. Runs over the defender that time. That was Henrik Beloriak on the receiving end of that. And DeLong is just short. Another 3rd and 0 coming up for the Cavaliers. Across midfield at about the 47.
And if you can run over a guy, that's always an extra yard or two, right there.
He likes
there.
To do that.
That was an extra 2 yards,
yes,
just
it was.
Doing that.
6'1", 220 is Colton DeLong, the senior tailback. Byatt's under center. I think we know where it's going here.
Think you're
Colton
right.
With the carry, straight ahead, bust free, at the 30, at the 20. He will be drugged down. No! Gets away and falls inside the 5. At the 1, a gain of 46 for Colton DeLong, and they are into the Seavers equipment red zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. And Carl, for a moment, I thought he was gone. Then I thought he was caught. And then, like we were talking about, he scored it free and fell forward down to the 1.
He did a little of all those things. Break a tackle, gain more. And then they do a dive and gain a couple more at the end.
Great blocking at the point of attack. He shot through that hole like he was coming out of a cannon.
Don't you First have to give it goal to 2 right here.
At the 1. DeLong, the deep back. Byatt's under center. They will give to Colton. He's done the heavy lifting, and now he's into the end zone for his 3rd touchdown of the night. They reward Colton DeLong for the heavy lifting, and that was all Colton DeLong on that drive. He carried the ball 4 times and gained 57 yards and scores the touchdown.
Yeah, almost had to give that ball to him. Even though he might have been a little tired from his 46-yard run, you had to finish it off with the man that got you there, Colton DeLong.
Now Lonnie Rosentrader on for the try to make it 21-6. Snap back, hold down. Lonnie's kick, plenty of leg through the north uprights, and it is good. 9:57 for the 3rd quarter. Carlinville strikes again, 21 unanswered. They lead Staunton 21-6. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. 9:57 for the 3rd quarter. Lonnie Rosentrader has it teed up at the 40-yard line. 3 returners back deep for Staunton. Rosentrader puts his foot to it. It's going to be fielded on the move up by Sam Best. Oh, he lowers his shoulder, lays a big-time lick on to Mason Patton. Woo! Patton will get credit for the tackle, Carl, but
he paid the price for that tackle.
Yes, he did. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 4 plays, 57 yards for the Cavvies. All the yardage by Colton DeLong, including the 1-yard touchdown run. Took 2 minutes. Extra point from Rosentrader. Good. 21-6. Carlinville, that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville since 1854. Staunton will start from the 30. Urie from shotgun. Hands it off. That is Ray. He's got nowhere to go. He is stacked and driven back by three Bulldogs. Ramey Lewis was there. Christian Griffith was there for Carthenville. And also in on the stop, Dylan Cunningham for the Cavies. Clock running, 9.5 minutes for the third quarter. Picked up 1 yard, did Ray, out to the Bulldog 31-yard line. Urey checks his wrist for the play. Shotgun. He's going to run option left. Fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, and he dives forward for a gain of about 1 to the 32. It'll bring up third down and long. Let's go to David Jenkins with a WSMI game break. Slugfest there in Roxana tonight for the Comets and the Shells. Third and 8 facing the Bulldogs from their own 32. Urey, he's going to keep it himself, and he gets out across the 35, tackled across the 35 to the 36, a gain of 4. And it's going to set up fourth down inside their own 40. And it looks like the punting unit will come on for Staunton.
So, case of good coverage downfield and also a rush getting to him. So, Urey took what he could get. That was just 4 yards.
We've seen him get outside a couple times tonight for nice gains. Snap back to Ray. This is a lower kick for Devin. And it's going to stop dead like a wedge with backspin and just rests at the 42-yard line. How did the football stop like that?
I don't know. Football does amazing things every game, it seems like.
That thing hit the ground and just stuck. 8-14 for the third quarter, and the Cavies have the football back, leading 21-6. It's 21 unanswered for Carthenville, and they have a chance to blow this game wide open with this drive right now. They will start at their own 40, right now it looks like about the 43. Looks like Bobby Seal will start the drive at the backfield for the Cavies. He's the deep back in the I formation set. Byatt's under center. Hand off to Seal. Bobby Seal straight ahead, plows across the 45. Out to the Carthenville 48. Nice pickup of 5 on first down. Byatts comes over to the near sideline to get the play from Chad Easterday. Carthenville's gone old school here tonight. Smash mouth football.
Still only one pass attempt in this ballgame. But 21-6 lead. You gotta love the results if you're a Cavalier fan.
The run tack has been in full force here tonight. A lot of it Colton DeLong in that offensive line. Seal the deep back right now. Bobby will take the handoff running left. Hit in the backfield. Gets away from Faber. Has the Carthenville first down into Staunton territory at the 45. Oh, that was great running from Seal. Picked up 8, but got away from Faber, who had him wrapped up in the backfield, but couldn't get him down. Grabbed a handful of jersey. Seal ran through that and picked up the first down.
And running seems to be contagious on this Cavalier team.
It can't, like, kind of like hitting a baseball.
Yeah. I wish the Cardinals could catch that problem. Hit it.
Yeah, they have not been doing that as of late. First and 10 Cavies at the Bulldog 45. Byatts gives it to the first man through. That's Colton Robinson. Speaking of contagious, Colton Robinson dragging tacklers down inside the Staunton 30 at the Bulldog 26.
Offensive line is definitely having fun today.
Yes, they are. Gain of 20, or excuse me, of 19 yards for Colton Robinson. Yeah, offensive linemen, they dream about games like this.
Just plowing straight ahead and watching your running backs go through big holes.
That time it was the fullback Robinson at 220 pounds, the young sophomore. Byatts. Hands to DeLong. Colton DeLong running left. And he's down inside the 15 at the 14, a gain of 12. And Carthenville back in the Seavers equipment red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Cavaliers working on their fourth possession. Check that, fifth possession of the ball game, looking for their fourth touchdown.
16 carries, 181 yards unofficially for Colton DeLong as of now.
On his way to two Bills. DeLong in the backfield right now. Byatts will hand to Colton. Running left, bounces outside, has a seam, dragging tacklers down to the goal line, and he's down at the one, a gain of 13. As that time, the Bulldog defenders had a hold of his shoulder pad area. That didn't stop him. He was just moving him down the field. And you try to tackle Colton up high, and that's what happens. He's going to take you along for the ride. First and goal at the one. DeLong has three touchdowns, 2 1-yards and a 5-yard. He might have his third 1-yard and fourth touchdown of the night in just a moment. He is the deep back. Byatt's under center. He will hand it along. Colton will hit at the point. No gain. Great job there by Devin Ray. He was into the backfield immediately and stopped DeLong in his tracks. Frank Goss is also in on the stop for the Bulldogs. 5:15 for the third quarter. Staunton's only ran three plays in the quarter. They went three and out. Carlinville scored a touchdown on the first drive of the half. Now threatening for another. Second and goal at the one. I formation behind Byatts. The Young, the back. They give to Colton. Dives over the pile into the end zone for the Cavvy touchdown. His fourth of the night at the 4:56 mark of the third quarter. Makes it 27-6.
And unofficially 195 yards and 19 carries for Colton DeLong. Getting close, that 200.
He's closing in. Rosentrader now on for the try. It's a perfect 3-for-3. Can he make it 4-for-4? Snap was high. Nagel gets it down. Rosentrader booms it through, and it is
no good.
Plenty of distance. Missed it. Wide to the right.
Yep.
4:56 for the third quarter. Cavvy strike again. They lead Staunton 27-6. You're listening to South Central Conference football on WSMI. 27-6, Carthenville leading. Rosentrader at the 40, booms it deep down towards the near sideline, takes a high bounce right into the pocket of Sam Best. He returns out to the middle of the field, still on his feet, and he's going to be out to the Bulldog 30-yard line where Staunton will start first and 10 with 4:43 to play in the third quarter. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Carthenville. 7 plays, 57 yards, 3 minutes and 9 seconds. Colton DeLong, a 1-yard touchdown, his fourth touchdown of the night. Rosentrader's point after was no good. Carthenville leads 27-6 over Staunton. That is your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854.
Well, time is running out on the Bulldogs. You get down that 3 score, you know you got to try and put one in before this quarter ends. That's an important drive for the Staunton Bulldogs.
Last 4 possessions, 3 punts, and then a drive that ended when the first half came to a close. Urie will fake. Now he's going to throw, looking for favor. Caught. Oh, and he's loose. He's going to go. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Goodbye. Touchdown. They faked it inside. Carthenville bit, and then the Carthenville defender missed the tackle, and he was literally the only Cavvy on the south side of the 50. One play, a 70-yard touchdown.
And that's how you get a quick score. Wow.
Can't get much quicker than that, can you?
They've gone from the longest drive we've seen all year to, the quickest 70-yard touchdown we've seen all year. A big play, though, for Staunton to get it back in this ballgame.
Urie to favor for a 70-yard strike. And that quiets down this big crowd. And now a timeout taken by the Cavaliers. 4:26 for the third quarter. 27-12, extra point pending for the Bulldogs. Back to Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. They're going to go for 2. Urie from gun. Pitches to... Now they end around, and it's good. Oh, what a nifty play. They pitched to Ray. He handed off to Faber, who threw it back to, was that Urie?
12-9, yeah.
Wow. Nifty two-point conversion out of the timeout. So Urie handed to Ray. Ray handed to Faber. Faber threw to Urie. Thank you very much. Two-point conversion. Good. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. One play. 70 yards. Zach Urey to Kyle Favor. And then we just told you what happened on that two-point try, 27-14. The scoring drive took 17 seconds. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carthenville since 1854. Let's go to David Jenkins with the game break. Thank you very much, David. And Carlos, you won't see a more nifty play than that two-point try.
That two-point play might have took longer than the 70-yard touchdown pass, just on how many times they transferred the ball.
Teed up at the 40, and Ray drives it low and deep. Going to be fielded inside the 20, scooped off the ground by Bobby Seal on the return, out across the 40 to about the 43. Again, nice field position for Carthenville to start. First and 10. A little quick strike from Staunton gets them right back in the ballgame after Carthenville had reeled off 27 unanswered points. The Bulldogs took the opening drive right down the field for a touchdown, and then Carthenville scored the next 27. Now the Bulldogs right back in it. They need a three and out. Can they stop Colton DeLong? That will be the determining factor, whether they can actually get back in the ball game. Here's DeLong running right, and Staunton does a good job there to contain him. DeLong gets out across the 45 to about the 47. Picked up three. It'll be second and seven. Clock running 4 minutes, third quarter. Game two of our doubleheader tonight, Gillespie at Hillsboro. Gary Booker, Dan Newkirk will have the call next here on FM 106.
Got him for 198. Another carry probably would put DeLong over the 200 mark.
You've been a one-man wrecking ball here tonight. Byatt's under center. DeLong is the deep back. They will give to Colton. Straight ahead. He has his 200 yards. He's across midfield down to the Bulldog 48. A 200-yard rushing night for Colton DeLong. Well, and much like the attendance here at Crownville, unofficial.
Unofficial. Very unofficial. But keeps this up. We know he's going to be way over 200-plus yards.
Or I guess estimated
yes.
is the word. First, no, check that. Third and two at the Bulldog 48. Byatt's under center. It's DeLong, the deep back. They give to Colton. He's hit at the point, and I don't think he got it. I think the Bulldogs turned him away.
He's way short.
He's going to be a yard shy. Got nothing. Fourth down. And the Bulldogs do get their stop. And get their three and out. First time Carthenville has gone three and out tonight.
Well, that was a big defensive stands by Staunton after getting their quick touchdown.
Rosentrader on to punt. He will stand at his own 40. Oh, a beautiful booming kick. Staunton going to let it bounce. Takes a big hop, and that will get into the end zone. Barely a great effort down there. I think Aiden Noggle, the ball hit at the one. He went diving after it, but it touched the goal line for a touchback. Beautiful punt that time from Rosentrader, and David Jenkins just informed us that Matt Carpenter has hit a home run, and the Cardinals lead 1-0.
And since that's about all they can score,
and the Cubs are thinking,
gotta hold.
The Cubs are thinking, wait a minute. I heard Matt Carpenter wasn't any good this year.
Yeah,
he's burned him twice now. Long way to go there. Long way to go here. 27-14, Carthenville leads, but Staunton has the ball with 2:21 to play in the third quarter. After Staunton scored on a one-play 70-yard touchdown the last time they had possession, they start on the ground this time. End around with Favor. And he gets slammed. It was Ramey Lewis over there who met him first, and he greeted him rather rudely.
Yes. Hit hard out to the sidelines.
Gain of 5 to the 25. And it looked for a moment like Favor might get the quarter, but then, Carl, we saw the speed of the Carthenville defense, and historically it is hard to get on the perimeter against this Cavvy defense. Second and 5, clock running 2:13 for the third quarter. Urey hands off to Ray. He's in trouble in the backfield. Nowhere to go. He's going to lose yardage back to the 24. Loss of 1. It's going to set up third down and about 6 for the Bulldogs inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. This has been a fun ball game here tonight.
Bulldogs shown some ability to get downfield with a pass play.
Yuri from gun almost got Carlinville to jump, but stayed onside. Play clock at 17, plenty of time there. Four receiver set, two each side of the formation on third and six. Yuri, shotgun snap, throws the out pattern. Catch is made by Colin Mullenix, and he is right at the sticks. Let's see the spot. He might be about a yard shy. It is. Fourth down and a yard at the 29. Boy, this is decision time here for Zach Ferguson. Carl, you're down two possessions.
A little early to do that.
Minute 15 for the third quarter. Fourth and a yard. Offense on the field.
Maybe you go for that, get him off sides, try again. You
got him to jump with a hard count in the first half. Play clock at 10. Offense on the field, fourth and one, hard count, snap away. Hand off to Ray, Devin Ray, straight ahead. Now, I don't think he got it, Carl. I think the Cavies turned him away on fourth and a yard. They did. Devin Ray went right off left guard, and I don't think he got it. Staunton says they got it. Carlinville says they didn't get it.
You either got to be on that white line or you don't have it.
I don't think he got to the white line. He turned him away. First down, Carlinville. A four and out for the Bulldogs with 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. Big-time defensive stand from the Carlinville defense. Thank you, David. And Staunton asked for a measurement, so the chain gang will come out. They will stretch it, and first down, Cavies.
Well, of course, this is the one time you really know the measure where the football is because it has to be on or touching the white line.
Yeah, it was a touchback, so it started at the 20,
right.
Had to get to the 30, and they were shy of the 30.
Just barely.
Never hurts to hope, though, Carl.
No, I guess so. Well, if the chains were all bunched up in there, I guess, yeah, could end up with getting the first down. It looked pretty bad.
And that's a play call there where it's a beautiful play call on fourth and one. Rays had success. Just give credit to the Carlinville defense. And I give credit to Zach Ferguson for the gutsy play call. You're on the road, down two scores. You just had a big touchdown and a three and out. Go for it. It just didn't work. That's where you can't just go off the result.
And you can't get any closer. I mean, again, just a few inches.
Offset I formation for Carlinville. Byatt will hand to DeLong. Colton, nice little stutter step in the backfield, dragging the pile of Bulldogs down to the Staunton 21 for a gain of 8. 40 seconds for the third quarter. 27-14, Cavies lead. We'll have Sports Saturday for you tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. We'll talk to our area coaches and recap week 5 of the high school football season, which is now more than halfway done.
It is indeed. And it is panic time if you got 3 losses now.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Cavaliers would have had 4 if they lost. And, of course, it will be a third loss on the Bulldogs if they lose here.
It's not early anymore.
Yeah. And every game counts.
I formation, Byatt. Hands to DeLong. Colton running right. Has the Cavie first down. Down to the Staunton 15. A gain of 6. And Carlinville back into the Seavers Recruitment Red Zone. Powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. And that is the final play of the third quarter. A third quarter that saw the Cavaliers score twice. The Bulldogs score once. After 3. It is Carlinville, 27, Staunton, 14. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. First play of the fourth quarter, up the gut to Colton Robinson, runs through two would-be tacklers and drags another into the end zone for the 15-yard touchdown.
And finally, for Cavaliers, someone scores besides Colton DeLong.
He was having too much fun.
Yeah, but it is a Colton.
Just Rosentrader on for the point after. Into the south. Uprights. He will kick. Missed his last extra point. Snap is low.
Bad.
Bounces back to Nogley. Somehow got it down, and that kick's going to be missed wide to the left. It was actually a heck of a job by the holder, Aiden Taberzi, to get that ball down at all. Extra point, no good. 11:52 for the ball game. Carlinville leads Staunton 33-14. Back with the Cavie kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize called the bar back here at Carlinville. Cavies lead 33-14. Rosentrader, one of those high onside kicks, and the fair catch called for and made by Blake Mersch And the Bulldogs will start first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. After the Carthensville defense turns Staunton over on four downs, three plays, 29 yards in 61 seconds, Colton Robinson with the 15-yard touchdown, extra point no good, to make it 33-14 Cavies. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthensville since 1854. And that was a momentum swing big time.
Was indeed. Now the Bulldogs do have their backs against the wall with 11:52, but they've shown they can get down the field with the passing game.
Had that one play, 70-yard touchdown. Play action to Favor. Throws deep, and he overshot his intended target, McCullough, who had a step on his defender, Kessinger.
And they truthfully had what they wanted. Open one-on-one coverage and a receiver behind the defender.
That's about the third time tonight where the Bulldog receivers had a step. The ball was just slightly overthrown. And throws of that, they have to be perfect.
And they're at this tough throw. You're talking, 35, 40 yards in the air from where he's throwing from.
On a windy night.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned that since the start, but there's been a consistent south wind, probably about 12 to 15 miles an hour. Hand off to Ray. Bottled up inside. Tried to bounce outside. Nowhere to go. He is driven back. Zach Reed, the first in on the scene for the Cavies. And it's going to be third and long for the Bulldogs. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. And a generous spot there. They gave us forward progress, stopped at the 42, but I thought it was going to be about 3 or 4 yards further back than that. Third and 12 either way. 11:05 for the ball game. Play action. Uri straight back in the pocket. Sets up the screen too tall for Devin Ray. Carthensville had it snuffed out pretty well anyway.
Well, you had three blockers, but the one defender was kind of in between all of them. And they had to throw over him.
Yeah, you're right.
That threw a whole play off.
Yeah, they had three blockers. The problem is Ramey Lewis was between the blockers and Ray. Yeah.
And, yeah, they had to throw over the defender.
That's going to set up fourth and 12. Clock will stop, 10:59 for the ball game. Colton DeLong will head back to return. I don't know what. I'm sure there's something he doesn't do on the football field, but we haven't seen it tonight. That ball is going to take a bounce out of bounds as DeLong let it go, and we'll see where the officials mark this out. Devin Ray boomed another one. Flag comes out late on the Staunton sideline. I don't know if that's going to be one of those sideline warnings, but it came out well after the play. The ball is marked, it looks like, at the 25, but we'll wait and see on the marker. It's been the Colton DeLong show here tonight for the Cavaliers.
At 22 carries, 219 yards, 4 touchdowns.
The penalty is a personal foul on the Cavaliers.
Must have been kind of a cheap shot, even though the ball was out of bounds.
So that's going to move the football half the distance of the goal back to the 5. .10:52 for the ball game. They are marked just across the 5 at the 7. Big penalty there.
And one thing we haven't had again in this week, turnover. Huge time right now, though, if Staunton can come up with one.
Byatt's under center. Hands to DeLong. Colton DeLong spinning away, dragging tacklers again. He has a nice carry on first down. Out across the 10, just shy of the 15 at the 14, a gain of 7. And Staunton continues to try to tackle him upstairs. And he continues to just drag him along.
Yeah, I mean, that probably should be, a 2-yard, 3-yard gain if they tackle him, and he just kind of does a full spin with them all, 2 or 3 defenders, and makes it a 7-yard gain.
You know, Colton and the Cavaliers didn't do a lot of running last year with the explosive passing attack, but when the Cavaliers did run, I remember you talking about it a lot, Colton was their best runner last year.
Well, remember the Vandalia game, they did run a bunch, and very successful.
Byatt's hands to DeLong again, steps through, drags another tackler, has the first down out across the 20 to the 21. Another gain of 7. So they had first and 10 at their own 7 after the penalty. 2 7-yard carries for DeLong, and they are out across the 20. He will come off the field now. Get that man a beverage.
Well, also having a good game was Bobby Seale. He only had the four carries for 26 yards, and Colton Robinson has 46 and a touchdown and just seven carries. So very productive every place else, too.
Byatt pitches to the right to Bobby Seale. Oh, makes a nice cut inside, and he's out across the 40. He's slung down well out of bounds. No flag coming there as Caleb Partridge got him out, but not before Seale picks up 19 yards. Boy, that was a beautiful little juke step to the inside.
It was. He might not have the power of DeLong, but he seems to have the speed and quickness.
Nice little combination. Bobby, 5'9", 160-pound junior. He'll stay on the field. He'll be the deep back behind Colton Robinson as Byatt comes under center. 33-14 Carthenville. They'll give it to Robinson, the first man through. Flag comes out. Robinson carries across the 40 to the 42. This flag, though, in the area of offensive holding. And that is exactly what we'll have here. The flag will rest at the 40, so they will step it off from there, should wind back at the 30-yard line of Carthenville. Clock will stop, 9:27 for the ball game. Game two of our doubleheader tonight, Gillespie at Hillsboro. Carl, who knows where we'll be in week 9 in terms of playoffs and positioning, but Gillespie Staunton, week 9, that could be a play to get in or win to get in situation.
For one or the other team, yeah.
We had that a number of years ago, like 3 years in a row. Hillsboro and Pena met in week 9. I think 3 years in a row, both 4-4.
Last week of the year, that's a toughie.
So first and 20 for Carthenville at their own 30. DeLong still on the sideline. He has earned a breather. Seale, the deep back. Byatt will hand to Bobby. Hit in the backfield, spins away. And he should have been thrown for a loss, Carl. Instead, he gets positive gains out to the 35-yard line. Picked up 5 when he should have lost 2. Just shifty. He was hit and just kind of spun away and got out of trouble. 9 minutes for the ball game. Second and 15 now for Carthenville. Still one pass in the night?
Still one pass. I'm not going to attempt since early in the first quarter, I don't think.
It's Seale again and lowers his shoulder. Good job by Staunton to stack it up that time as Bobby carries across the 35 to about the 37 for a gain of 2.
Well, this would be your typical time to put it up in the air if you're ever going to.
Clock running, 8:20 for the ball game. Third and 13. Carthenville needs midfield to move the chains.
Or you'd bring DeLong back in. One of the two.
Or that, yes.
But still, it'd be more likely you pass on this down.
Colton still on the sideline. This is Bobby Seale's drive for the time being. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Chad Easterday and Carthenville. 8:04 for the ball game. Carthenville leading Staunton 33-14. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Third and 13 facing Carthenville and Michael Byatt. Bobby Seale still the deep back. Colton Robinson is the fullback. He's offset behind the right tackle. Byatt will hand to Seale, almost caught. Caught from behind. Bobby will not. Turns the corner. He's got a big first down gainer. Down inside the Staunton 35 at the 33. Kyle Favor almost caught Michael Byatt in the handoff, and then he came nowhere close to catching Bobby Seale after he took the handoff and jetted down the near sideline for a massive gain. Gain of 31 for Bobby Seale, and he showed some speed there.
He did indeed in three. Oh, he's got 83 yards. Here in just 8 carries. It's Colton DeLong averaging it.
Inside of 8 minutes for the ball game. Seale still the deep back. Byatt will hand to Bobby. Bobby runs right side, gets inside the 30 of Staunton, down to about the 28, gain of 5. Boy, this is the type of night, Carl, where when it seems like, oh, Staunton did a nice job of containing that. It's 4 yards. It's 5 yards. 7.5 minutes for the ball game, and Rockies have tied the Brewers, yeah. Carl, 2-2.
That's a good news. I'd like to see the Rockies score 20 runs in the next inning, at least. Well, and there, it's not impossible.
I was going to say, at least you're not aiming for something unrealistic. But, yeah, they
it
are
is
playing
in Colorado.
In Denver. You are correct. 2nd and 6 for Carlin DeVille. Byatts gives it to the fullback Robinson. Cut off initially. Bounces away.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Still on his feet. Lowers the boom down to the 20. What a run for Colton Robinson. A gain of 8. Carlin DeVille back in the Seavers equipment red zone. Powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. And, Carl, that might be the most impressive run of the night.
Just for sheer power, yeah. For sure.
He was
stopped several times.
Several times and just powered his way through.
Broke tackles, yep.
Mm. 1st and 10, Cavies at the 20. Robinson, the fullback, Seal, the deep back. Byatts under center. Gives off to Bobby Seal running left. And Bobby picks up a few yards down to about the 17. We'll call it a pickup of 3. Next snap will be the 10th of the drive, and let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thanks, David. After Vandalia survived Roxana last week, they took it to Litchfield tonight. Byatts hands off to Seal. Bobby running right, jets his way, keeps his balance into the end zone for the touchdown. Great balance from Bobby Seal to keep his feet and find the end zone from 17 yards out with 6:05 to play in the ball game. 10-play drive that started at their own 7. Like 93-yard drive.
Yeah, longest drive of the day. We've had some long drives.
DeBerzy to hold, Rosentrader to kick. He's missed his last 2. Snap good, hold down. Lonnie's kick is up, and it is good. Snuck it inside the left upright. 39-14, the Cavies lead the Staunton Bulldogs. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 10 plays, 93 yards, and 4 minutes and 47 seconds. A 17-yard touchdown from Bobby Seal made it 39-14. Then with Lonnie Rosentrader's point after, 40-14, Cavies lead. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854.
How about another 100-yard runner, Bobby Seal, 105 with a touchdown and 10 carries.
Little onside scribber takes a funky bounce with a dive. I think security was Ryan Strable. And he did get it at the 34-yard line.
You can see why a lot of schools have gone to the squib kick, because that football just seems to do anything it wants to out there on the field sometimes and makes a tough play for the players.
It really does. So Staunton started the game with an 80-yard drive that took 7 minutes and 32 seconds. And now Carlinville just iced the game with a 93-yard drive in 10 plays that took 4 minutes and 47 seconds. You don't see many drives, Carl, in a game that take 7.5 minutes and then one that goes 93 yards.
No. And we had 2 very time-consuming drives by both teams and 1 very quick drive by Staunton.
We've got a timeout on the field. Carlinville leading 40-14. We'll come back to CHS following these messages on WSMI. An impressive showing for Carlinville here tonight after their first 3-game losing streak since Chad Easterday's first year in 2008. It will not be 4. Handoff inside, and the Bulldogs carry out to about the 37-yard line, a pickup of 3. As the ball carrier that time, I believe, was Noah Partridge. And, Carl, I didn't look up. I looked up their last 3-game losing streak. I did not look up the last time Cromville's lost 4 games in a row. But you're going to
hard to find.
You're going to have to go back a long, long time
say,
to find
that's
that.
It's just hard to find that.
Cavalier is going to take a timeout with 5:35 to play. We'll keep it right here from Carlinville High School as the Cavaliers are going to pull their first unit defense off the field, and that was the point of the timeout. And, Carl, this is a great win for these Cavalier kids because they've been feeling and it's been unwarranted, but from their perspective, they've been feeling some pressure off to this 1-3 start with this Convo program, a tradition, legacy, all those things. So this is great to see these kids come out with a performance like this tonight.
And do it old-fashioned style with just straight up the middle, running plays. One pass attempt the whole game, Tim. I don't think we've seen that for years
old
now.
School.
Oh, my.
Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Top-ranked team in 3A right there. Well-deserved.
Tough team.
Of course, Cronville beat them in the playoffs two of the last 3 years. Handoff for the Bulldogs as the new quarterback is Brian Hinkey. And I think that's Partridge again on the ball carry. It is. He gets out across the Staunton 45 to the 46. 5.5 for the ball game. Long way to go, and you never know what can happen, but it will be quite surprising if Williamsville doesn't wind up at DeKalb in the state championship game. Now, they could wind up going north, which that can always be a little bit tricky. As Partridge with the carry, nothing doing there. Slung to the turf that time as the tackle went to Anthony Joyner. It'll be second down and 9. Ball spotted at the 47 of Staunton. Brian Hinkey, new quarterback for the Bulldogs. As both squads now have their second units in. Bulldogs motion a man. That is Boriak. Hunter Boriak with the carry. Or excuse me, Henrik Boriak. And he carries down close to first down yardage at the 46-yard line of Carlinville. Gain of about 7.
A lot of this has just been, like you say, smash mouth football by the Cavaliers, but if you recall, just not scoring that touchdown at the end in the first half probably took a lot of momentum out of Staunton's potential.
Here's Partridge again on the carry, straight up the middle, and he has a first down for Staunton at the Carlinville 36-yard line. Yeah, that was big. It was 21. No. It was 14-6.
14-6 at that time.
Yes. And Staunton got down deep into Carlinville territory in the red zone and then ran a draw play on third down, didn't get anything or out of bounds, and then got one snap off with time expired. That snap hit the motion man, and now Hinkey's going to have to improvise. He will tuck and run. He's going to turn the corner. No, he's going to run out of bounds, be shoved out of bounds to the far sideline as the ball hit the motion man, Beloriak, that time.
Definitely bad timing when that happens. Motion man going by and the center snaps the ball and hits him.
That's not supposed to happen.
No.
Hinkey did all he could do. He was running for his life, essentially. Lost yardage back across the 40 to the 41. 3:43 for the ball game. Then after Staunton did not score at the end of the half, Carlinville came out first possession of the third quarter and scored. Here's Hinkey, faked the inside handoff, going to keep it himself, and he's going to lose yardage again back about the 43. Staunton got a 70-yard touchdown. They were down 27-6 midway late through the third quarter. A 70-yard touchdown from Urie to Favor made it 27-14. They then forced Carlinville 3-and-out. And then if you remember, Staunton went for it on fourth down and short on their own end, didn't get it. Then Carlinville cashed that in, and that basically put the game out of reach. We'll get a game break from David here in just a moment. Third and 17 facing Staunton as we approach the three-minute mark of the ball game. Gillespie and Hillsboro coming up next here on WSMI. Hinkey going to pitch to Partridge. That is Noah Partridge running left. Gets inside the 40, not back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. Partridge puts it on the ground on fourth and 14, so they will turn it over on downs. And that is good news for Mike Parmentier
at CM.
And, Carl, you know, we had the privilege of following Carlinville here the last number of years on those deep playoff runs, but I don't know. That was expected. When Staunton made it to state back in 2013, boy, was that fun.
Yeah, the Staunton Bulldogs came out of the Ashes that year, 5-4, right?
5-4.
Is a playoff team. Had to go far, far away for the first round.
If you remember, Zach Bruhn was their quarterback.
Oh,
they were 5-0 in the regular year with him, 0-4 without him.
True.
And he played in the postseason. Jake Bruhn.
Jake was so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. He did everything.
He did.
That was one heck of a ride as they got up. That was the first year that the state tournament was in DeKalb. Here's a handoff to Mason Patton, and he runs out across and just to the 45. Picked up five. And that was one of those Cinderella runs. They were a true Cinderella that year.
You can't get much more Cinderella. Be a 5-4 South Central team and win the state. I go to the state title. Unbelievable.
That state semifinal game against Auburn was one for the ages. Handoff straight ahead. Shy of midfield to about the 48. That was Patton again on the carry. 95 seconds for the ball game. Stay tuned. Post-game show with David Jenkins. Then game two of our doubleheader, Gillespie at Hillsboro. Those 3 years after the state runner-up, they went 4-23. 4-5 in Zach Ferguson's first year, then 5-4 last year, made the playoffs, lost to St. Teresa. Third year for Zach Ferguson as he builds his Bulldog program back up. Here is Mason Duckles. Nice little spin move out on the flat, and he's across midfield, has a cavy first down. Clock will stop with 68 seconds as they move the chains. Ball spotted at the 46 of Staunton. 40-14 Cavaliers. Collinville will take their time now. Chad Easterday tells Cavies, just wait a moment here. Let the play clock work down. Aiden DeBerzy, the new Cavie quarterback. I formation, smash mouth football, and they put 40 points up. Knee for DeBerzy. And that should be the final play of the ball game. Chad Easterday comes off the sideline. He tells his Cavaliers, nice job, boys. Now let's go shake hands. An impressive victory for Carthenville here tonight as they beat Staunton 40-14. Both teams now 2-3 in the South Central Conference. We'll take a break. David Jenkins has the post-game show following these messages on WSMI. One pass attempt.
For the starter, yes, that's it.
That is amazing, and it is 2019. You have to check the calendar, but This was a refreshing ball game, Carl. This was old school, coming right at you downhill with Colton DeLong.
Colton DeLong, 26 carries, 233 yards, 4 touchdowns. And how about his helpers, Bobby Seal, 10 carries, touchdown, 105 yards, and also Colton Robinson, 6 carries, 54 yards. So they total up well over 390 yards, pushing 400 yards on the ground.
Tip of the cap to the Carthenville offensive line. Tyler Reels, Chase Michaels, Christian Griffith, Ethan Trim, Zach Reed. What a job by that O-line tonight. You don't run for that total without your offensive line doing a job. And they were opening big holes.
Big holes. And then, of course, we did see and give them – the running backs all the credit, too, when they broke those tackles for the extra yards, and all of them did it for the Cavaliers. They just played with a lot of heart today.
It was just a great night for the Carthenville Cavaliers, going I formation, running the football, and boy, did they do it effectively. They end their three-game losing streak, and they are at 2-3 on the year now, and coming up for Carthenville now, three of their final four games will be on the road. They will be at Gillespie next week. That's a broadcast we'll have for you on WSMI FM 106. And Carthenville's closing schedule at Gillespie, home to Hillsboro, at Southwestern, at Litchfield. So for Carthenville, there's a lot still to play for this season. You have to take it 1 week at a time. But this was a big step in the right direction for Carthenville tonight.
No doubt about it. We've talked about they had the tough part of the schedule early, so they know they can score points, and they know they can fire up a defense and stop a team that looked very impressive. The Staunton Bulldogs moved the ball extremely well, opening drive 80-plus yards, and had another couple good drives, but Kernville's defense did come up big when they needed to.
Staunton now 2-3 on the year. They will host Southwestern next week, at Greenville in Week 7, hosting Roxana in Week 8, then at Gillespie in Week 9. And for the Staunton Bulldogs, it started so well. They took the opening drive, 15 plays, 80 yards, held the ball for 7 minutes and 32 seconds to start the ball game. Led 6-0, but then Carlinville scored the next 27.
27 unanswered was the key. And like I say, the halftime where they didn't get to finish a drive, and then when they, of course, go for it, when they in desperate situation, the fourth and short, and didn't make it, and then Cavaliers just put them away.
Yeah, that situation came after they were down 27-6. A one-play 70-yard touchdown from Zach Urey to Kyle Favor. Two-point conversion good, which was a nifty two-point conversion.
Yes, it was.
By the way, it was 27-14. They forced Carlinville three and out, got the football back, and then, yeah, they had fourth down and one from inside of their own 30. Went for it, didn't get it, and then 3 plays later, Carlinville was in for the touchdown. That made it 33-14. Cavies added another to make it 40-14 to get the win here tonight. Fun night of football. Perfect night in terms of the weather. Just a great old school type of game here tonight as Carlinville throws one pass, rushes for over 380 yards in the win as they beat Staunton 40-14. Want to thank our wonderful football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. 40-14, Carlinville beat Staunton. Both teams now 2-3 in the South Central Conference. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We are done here from Carlinville. Stay tuned. Gillespie and Hillsboro coming up. For now, back to David Jenkins and the postgame show.